age of disorder.
Little Casey Neal off his new album Memory Against Forgetting, which is a compilation of material culled from a decade of music and was released by Indigo Girl Amy Ray's Damon Records label. And Casey Neal's joining us in the studio. He is in the studio with us and he'll be performing live in just a moment. First, I want to let you know he's going to be performing at Don Quixote's tonight in Felton. That's tonight, Sunday, May 8th, 7 p.m. It'll be $8 in advance, $10 at the door. Casey Neal's music fuses modern roots rock with country, punk, and Celtic styles. He has busked with Pete Seeger and Grand Central Station, toured with the Dead Kennedys frontman Jello Biafra, and collaborated with many of the world's finest traditional Celtic musicians. And this spring tour down the West Coast, features Nancy Hess on bass, Louis Longmire on guitars, and Wurlitzer and Ezra Holbrook on the Drums. They'll be performing music with a deep commitment to progressive politics, quality storytelling, and alternating between desolate balladry and raucous rave-ups. And that's going to be tonight at Don Quixote's. And again, Casey Neal's joining us here in the studio live. Hi, Casey.
Good afternoon.
Thanks so much for coming in.
Yeah.
So maybe I was thinking we could start with just... if we could talk a little bit about your background, how you got into music, and then we could hear some songs.
Okay. I got into music. Joan Jett, maybe.
And how old were you?
probably 10 years old.
10.
So it was probably rock and roll. Thought it was the coolest thing in the world. And then... yeah, you know, sort of studied on and off as a teenager, and then started writing, you know, I mean, most teenagers write bad poetry. I just put them to music, and then somewhere along the way figured out how to make them good, or one hopes.
Uh-huh. So you've performed quite a bit at different... events like the Round River Rendezvous mm-hmm. and those type of activist events, isn't that right?
Yeah, I was living in Olympia, Washington, and got involved with all kinds of political campaigns and started writing music that was sort of based on that and playing it at rallies and actions and things like that. And that was sort of how I originally started playing music on stage, really, was doing that. Mm-hmm. And still do a lot of it, and also play a lot of traditional music and rock and roll. It's kind of all over the place. But the band we're bringing to Don Quixote's tonight is a rock band that's you know, it's bunch of songs that are good danceable kind of things, and some of the political punk stuff, and some, you know, good old sentimental singer-songwriter stuff, you know?
You do a lot of Celtic music, isn't that right?
Yeah.
Are you going to be performing some of that tonight?
Some of that tonight, yeah. Uh-huh. Although the band, I do a sort of few alone, and it's not really something, it's not a sound that the band has, so.
Mm, okay. So how long has it been that you've been performing with a band? Is that something you've done off and on, or have you pretty much, has most of your career been solo performances?
Sort of off and on. I made, the first CD I made was called Riff Raff, and it was, came out, I think, right around the time that Free Radio Santa Cruz started up, and...
that's a favorite here at Free Radio Santa
yeah.
Cruz.
And so I made that CD, and that kind of split the difference. I was playing a lot of folk music, and then I was also playing with a three-piece band in Seattle clubs. And so the record kind of was both things. And then I got signed to a folk label called Appleseed out of Pennsylvania, and so that kind of steered the music in a more folk direction. We'd always throw a couple of rockin' things on the records, but and then I really kind of started immersing myself in Scottish and Irish music and some bluegrass and old time too, and so that sort of a lot of traditional material started to creep in, and we did a few CDs with a combo that was mandolin, flute, and myself, and a lot of harmony singing. And then in the last couple years I sort of wanted to get back into playing rock and roll and playing clubs and things like that.
And this album, Memory Against Forgetting, your latest album, this is your fifth album?
Yeah. And it's also another one that is kind of, because it's from the last 10 years, there's a lot of stuff from all those different time periods. There's three very traditional Irish kind of things. There's three or four solo acoustic songs. There's and a bunch of the tracks from Riff Raff that were remastered, so they sound better, that are kind of the some of the more rocked out, punked out stuff from that. So,
but about 2/3 of it is stuff that hasn't been put out yet.
Yeah.
So, do you just want to play something of your own choosing? You want to play something off the new album?
Sure, I'll play something off the new album.
Okay.
This is a song about Portland, Oregon, and about kids living on the street there, and it was inspired by a cafe there called Sisters of the Road that does a lot of good work feeding people in town and restoring dignity to people's lives. And so the song's called Sisters of the Road. Rain falls relentless on these streets, chills you to the very bone. It's coming down tonight in Portland town, and folks are warm inside their homes. Trina, she came from Missouri after her mother passed on, to get away from her old man who needed someone to take it out on. So she took up with the crusty boys and their fingerless gloves. Here in the Oregon streets, she found a family again to love. And they dumpstered their food, snuck into the shows, took what shelter they could find. Never once did she regret leaving the life she left behind. And your friends become your family, lighten a heavy load. With Abby and D.C. Louise, she was a sister of the road. Trina fell for a punk named Silver from Southern Illinois, who'd been living on the streets of the West Coast since he was a 13-year-old boy. He knew every free meal in Stumptown, every dry place to keep warm. And he'd take her to him when the darkness fell, and they'd lie in each other's arms. Silver hustled now and again in the back of drunk men's cars. The scars ran up and down his arms like the tracks in the rail yards. When he'd offer it to her, you know she never once took it. Beneath the I-5 viaduct, his teeth clenched to a tourniquet. One day the cops found his body by the train tracks where he'd hopped the line to Frisco. For the last year of his life, he loved a sister of the road. Trina found her way up off the streets, works in a clinic downtown, and all the kids she used to know, well, she never sees them around. Well, there are more where they came from, cast aside and left behind, walking down a lonely street and strung out on the line. For the old hobos, the migrant laborers, the lost and the wayward teens, there's a place where $1.25 will get you a plate of eggs and beans. And there's nothing like a cup of coffee when the winter winds blow cold. You can find them down in Old Town on 6th, the Sisters of the Road. You can find them down in Old Town on 6th, Sisters of the Road.
That's a beautiful song. Thank you.
Thank you.
So it says here that you used to live in Portland, so that was your old hometown, huh?
Yep.
So where are you now?
I'm in Brooklyn, New York.
Wow, that's quite a difference, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I'm traveling all the time, and I satellite out of Portland a lot. Like half the four of us in the band touring now, and Ezra and Louie live in Portland, and Nancy plays bass in the version of the band that we have in New York City, but she also is an old Portland resident, so, and like me, spends a lot of time back there, so.
Do you like living in Brooklyn?
I do, yeah.
What do you like about it?
Well, you know, New York City is like, it's, I don't know, it's madness, but it, which is good for me because I'm too mellow for my own good, so it kind of gives me a good kick in the ass. But, you know, you hear five languages a day on the subway. You don't have to drive. Cars are sort of out of the equation. Everything's
kind of obsolete.
Yeah.
With and the amount of traffic you'd have to contend with.
Yeah. And so the public transportation's so good. You just, you know, the subway gets you everywhere. And, you know, and there's a thriving, you know, it's a world city. And so it doesn't, I spend a lot of time playing gigs, traveling around the more desolate and isolating parts of America and eating a lot of food and on roadsides, as any travelers know the reality of that.
Yeah.
And it's nice to go back to New York and kind of feel
more of an international kind of feeling rather than
Exactly.
roadside diner culture.
But the place is also totally intense and will, you know, does my head in sometimes too. So I could end up back in Portland very easily at any moment, really.
So I noticed that one of the songs on your new album called Memory Against Forgetting is about a man named Hayes Williams,
mm-hmm.
who was wrongfully imprisoned in the Angola State Penitentiary, it says here, for 35 years. And that while inside, he campaigned to reform human rights abuses, and he passed away 3 years after his release. And this is a song that you wrote for him.
Uh-huh.
Can you perform that one?
I'll do it right now.
Thank you.
"1967, three men and a few drinks, heated words at the fill-in station, and it happened before you blinked. Oscar Meeks, the station owner, lay shot down in a pool of red, and the cops of Louisiana sought the men behind the lead. Hayes Williams was arrested. Hayes Williams, he'd been there. And it's welcome to Angola, a living nightmare. To the dark holds he was taken, shackled, beaten, and confined. They'll lock up your body, but it's worse what they do to your mind. Rats in the hallways and roaches on the wall, fellow inmates all a danger, and the guards worst of all. In the state of Louisiana, color is a crime, so you better get used to Angola and doing hard time. Some who raised their voices about conditions so severe were gone without a murmur, yeah, they'd just be disappeared. Hayes collected information, Hayes filed suit. Hayes was a marked man in an orange prison suit. But the judge ruled in their favor. Human rights, they were controlled, so you better get used to Angola, Hayes. Kiss goodbye to your parole. 30 years in a hellhole, a ward of the state. 30 years since he was brought there in 1968. The men who fired the shots that night both had been let go, with Hayes still inside, growing old. In 97, he got a retrial. In 97, they set him free, and it's farewell to Angola State penitentiary. His 6-month-old baby is a woman full grown. His aged parents, they have now passed on. The neighborhoods look different, change comes so suddenly. In this world on the outside, it ain't easy being free. 'Cause they can't take back the beatings, can't take back the years, can't give him back his youth, can't give him back his tears. Hayes Williams, here's to you. May you find peace one day and never dream of Angola again in all your days. And never dream of Angola again.
So what made you write that song? I mean, it's obvious that this man's situation inspired you to do it, but there's been many political prisoners, and I'm just wondering, what was it about this, about Hayes Williams in particular, that just...
I think it was that, one, that I'd never heard of him before. And, you know, he wasn't someone that was, you know, sort of out there, you know, with people campaigning for him on the outside and things like that. You know, I found out about it and then sort of, you know, looked into it and kind of dug up all the stuff for, you know, and a story song like that, you know, the drama's all there. It's not really, I'm not really doing anything but just fitting it into rhyming couplets and.
Right, an innocent man in prison for 35 years, he finally gets freed and dies.
Yeah.
Shortly after that.
Yeah. I mean, I think the thing that really struck me about it was that there's a great documentary about the Angola State Pen called The Farm. And I had seen that, and, you know, it has, there's a lot of people on death row in Angola. And in the 70s, it was, there were drastic human rights abuses there. And actually Amnesty International got involved, and a lot of people got involved to make changes there and stop what was going on. And what really impressed me about Hayes is that he was someone that was campaigning for all this stuff from the inside, and that's really what brought people's attention to it. And a lot of other people had done what he had done and paid for it. So he, and as did he. I mean, you know, he was the crime in question. It's in the song, but the a gas station owner was killed, and Hayes was one of three men there, but he was just sort of incidentally there. And they were just all rounded up and thrown in jail, and the other two people on the scene were let go a long time earlier, you know, way before Hayes ever was, simply because Hayes had made himself such a visible person inside by, you know, drawing attention to what was happening and getting these changes to happen. So,
and Hayes was an African American man, isn't that right?
Yeah.
My understanding was that some of the folks in Angola that were in there for murder, I don't know if Hayes is one of them or not, but they were tortured to get confessions out of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that in the film The Farm? I unfortunately haven't seen it yet. Mm-hmm. I just heard about it and heard it's really good.
Yeah. It's pretty easy to find too. So it's, you know, any alternative video store should have it. So,
documentary
section.
So you're listening to 101.1 Free Radio Santa Cruz, or streaming online at freakradio.org. I'm joined in the studio by Casey Neal. He's going to be performing this evening with a band at Don Quixote's, Highway 9 in Felton. It's $8 in advance, $10 at the door. And performing with him will be Nancy Hess on bass, Louis Longmire on guitars and Wurlitzer, and Ezra Holbrook on the drums. I want to let you know that if you want to make a request, you can call in here. The studio line is 427-3772, and we'd be happy to, maybe Casey could play something. I'm not sure if he may or may not be able to take a request, but feel free to call
it. As long as I remember it.
So I was wondering if you could maybe play one of your Celtic pieces. I was thinking possibly, I don't know, it's up to you, but I know that the Codfisher is kind of a favorite here at Free Radio, and I was wondering if, you know, you could play one of your Celtic pieces.
Sure.
Anyone's fine if that one's not the best one.
Okay, yeah, I'll do another song. This is an Irish rebel song called The Wind That Shakes the Barley.
I sat within a valley green, I sat me with my true love, and my fond heart stole to choose between the old love and the new love, the old for her, the new. Shook the golden barley. So hard the woeful earth that strained, but worse the tide around us, and harder still to bear the shame of foreign chains around us. And so I set the mountain. Soft wind shakes the barley. So sad I kissed away her tears, her fond arms around me clinging. When out the woods that fateful shot came out, wildwood ringing, and the bullet pierced my true love's breast in life's young spring so early, and on my breast in blood she died, while soft wind shakes the barley. So blood for blood, without remorse, I've taken new lard hollow, laid my true love's clay-cold corpse where I full soon shall follow, and around her grave I'll wander drear noon, night and morning early, with an aching heart where'er I hear the wind that shakes the barley. Oh, with an aching heart where'er Barley.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'd like to hear Scrounge Around. That's like one of my favorite songs.
Okay, yeah.
Can you do that one?
Sure.
Great, thank you. Again, if people want to call in, the number here is 427-3772 if you want to make a request. Maybe you could tell us about this song a little bit before you play it.
About this song?
Yeah. What inspired it?
I have no idea.
Earthworms and little rodents and...
Yeah, no, I think it was, I think it actually was a thing that has inspired a lot of songs by, you know, earnest folky dudes like me, which is the Grapes of Wrath, that talk that Tom Joad gives to his mother in the end of it. And there's a thing in there before, the famous part about, you know, you know, wherever they're standing up, somebody's standing up for their rights, I'll be there and all that. Before that, he's like, you know, she's asking him what he's going to do. And he's like, I'm just going to go out there and scrounge around until I find something real. I'm butchering it. It's not like that, but he uses the phrase scrounge around. So I was, so that's kind of what it is, I guess.
I guess it could be taken in a lot of different ways. Because some people that are into composting and kind of scrounging around in that might might be inspired by it as well.
I guess it's about, you know, looking for stuff that's true and speaks to you in a world where most stuff is just being
sold to you.
Yeah. And doesn't have much worth beyond that anyway. So anyway, here it is. Scrunchron.
Songs are all animals crawling round on the forest floor. These songs are all mammals, lichens, sprouts, and spores. Some clumsy, some graceful, baying like lonely hounds, digging for the tasty roots hidden underground. Songs are all mammals, high mountain tributaries, watersheds and wetlands, brackish estuaries. In the gnacy dirt, in the rusting ground, they grunt, cry and howl, digging scrounge around. Digging, scrounge around. This world is much too big to stick to a narrow view. Gotta stir it up and rough it up and go for something new. Folks will try and pin you down, put you in a box and tighten the screws. You can try to impose order on chaos, but chaos remains true. The rocks, they will talk to you under the sand and stones. In the corner, the music rumbles and they play the hearts and bones. Your eyes roll back to the Botox and you awake to feel the flood of adrenaline and the fury of a Donegal reel. The fury of a Donegal reel. Songs are all animals crawling around on the forest floor. These songs are all mammals, lichens, sprouts, and spores. Some clumsy, some graceful, baying like lonely hounds. They grunt, cry, and howl, dig and scrounge around.
It's one of my favorite songs. I hope you're going to be playing that tonight. So we had someone call in a request. I'm hoping that you can play it. Love is a Killing Thing?
Yeah, sure.
Great. You're tuned to 101.1 FM Free Radio Santa Cruz or streaming online at freakradio.org. If you have a request, give us a call, 427-3772. Casey Neal in the studio. He'll be performing this evening at Don Quixote's. That's on Highway 9 in Felton. And he'll be joined by the rest of the members of the band then.
Broken-hearted heroes, listen to me. I think you'll find what's on my mind of interest, if you please. Here's a pocket full of trouble and a hat full of rain. can find no rest. Love, oh love, is a killing thing. Love, oh love, is a killing thing. It'll make you crawl, it'll make you sing. Love is a killing thing. And I've scaled the battlements and hoping to climb. Sharpened all my edges and opened up my mind. To reach the heights I see you stride, and to be right there by your side. Like a battle-weary soldier before the walls of Troy. Love, oh love, is a killing thing. Love, oh love, is a killing thing. It'll make you choke, it'll make you sting. Love is a killing thing. And I wish my love was a nightingale sitting on the garden wall, and I'd be a drop of dew, and around her breast I'd fall. We'd rowl about the long winter's night and ne'er think along of the day. Love, oh love, is a killing thing. Love, oh love, is a killing thing. It'll make you crawl, it'll make you sing. Love is a killing thing. Have found solid ground anchored in the bay.
Well, I've completely forgotten the words to this song, apparently.
That's
sorry,
all
thanks
right.
For requesting it.
Well, you got a lot of it there. So
yeah, I got it was about 80%.
So what inspired that song?
Pain.
Can you be a little more specific?
It's based on a traditional song from Ireland called Bonnie Tavern Green that has the one verse is, oh love, it is a killing thing. And I thought that was great.
Accurate,
yeah.
For you.
Although, you know, it shouldn't be taken literally, I suppose.
I would hope not.
But and then another verse in Bonnie Tavern Green is the verse about the nightingale, and in there. So I lifted that and then built a song around it.
Was there a personal experience in your life that kind of inspired that, or was it just general?
It was general, but, you know, everyone's got them, right? So
yeah.
So
we only have a few minutes left, and
okay.
I was hoping maybe you could play some old favorite for us, but would you rather pick something?
Let's see. Yeah, I feel like playing something like kind of pretty.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay, well, leave it up to you. Okay.
This is a song of a CD I did a couple years ago called Scree. called Araby.
Scrounge Around's on that album too, right?
Yeah, and Love is a Killing Thing.
Yeah.
Amazing to me we've come so far. Years ago this seemed a distant star, and now it's today and here we are, searching for another faraway horizon. We spend our lives seeking the beautiful, the sacred and the wonderful, and somehow we believe it's down a crooked road that we can't tear our eyes from. All you seekers, you well know that feeling inside that grows and grows like a hunger no bread can stave, and you don't even know what it is you crave. But it's gotta be out there somewhere. Gotta be out there somewhere. Little glimpses here and there between the toil and daily cares, caught in the barbs and traps and snares. The road laid out before us. Catch it in alpine meadow blooms, petroglyphs and fading runes, mangy hounds and ancient tombs, at midnight in the kitchen. And after all this time, I well know it takes sweat and blood for seeds to grow, and you gotta ward away the crows that wish to feed upon your labor. But it's gotta be out there somewhere. Gotta be out there somewhere. Like Neruda to Matilda writes, the blessings of the blood of night, and our face it caught the light on that Chilean island. I wish to capture in melody my overwhelming love of thee. You're a jewel of sun upon the sea I can't tear my eyes from. Somewhere in the distance you hear a laugh. It's all so beautiful and sad. And this fire burning mystery that transcends our learning. And nothing can stop this yearning. Nothing can stop this yearning. It's amazing to me we've come so far. Years ago this seemed a distant star, and now it's today and here we are, searching for another faraway horizon.
Any way I could get one more out of you? Maybe?
All right. Sure.
It was whispered in the background there. Riffraff.
Station anthem.
It's an old favorite here.
Hooray for our band of happy ragged folk. Telling old stories and fireside jokes, yeah, living for the music, the love and the laugh. Hooray for the riffraff. Raconteurs and bowsies, rebels and tramps, travelers who ramble from camp to camp, oh, dodgers and swagmen, vandals and rounders, wandering hobo town to towners. Come join the circle dance, jolly fools, squatters and crusties who make their own rules, riverbed beggars, carousers and thieves, our only motto and our gay. Hooray for our band of happy ragged folk, telling old stories and fireside jokes, yeah, living for the music, the love and the laugh. Migrating drifters, buskers on the streets, minstrels.
girls and gypsies with no shoes on our feet, oh, drovers and rovers, nomad souls, rank and feral vagabonds laying down the bedroll, trendsetters and diggers, wobblies and the like, monkey wrench and scepters and wooden shoe luddites, bold beebles and tricksters, elves and sprites. We laugh the dozers burn and escape into the night, and hooray for our band of happy ragged folk, telling old stories and fireside jokes, yeah, living for the music, the love and the laugh. Hooray for the riffraff. Winos and drunkards, a stout drinking crew, dancing on the tables, slamming down the brews. We don't care if in the morning our heads need to be nursed. Pint after pint, there's no limit to our thirst. We come in all colors, stripes and spots, raging grannies, bunkers, a rebel in our lot. We don't care what we look like, and we don't wear underwear. Go ahead and stare, we are everywhere. Hooray for our band, the happy ragged folk, telling old stories and fireside jokes, yelling for the music, the love and the laugh. Hooray for the riffraff. Hooray for the riffraff.
Thank you. That was great. Thanks so much. Casey Neal performing tonight at Don Quixote's in Felton, along with Nancy Hess on bass, Louis Longmire on guitars, and Wurlitzer and Ezra Holbrook on drums. That's tonight, Sunday, May 8th, 7 p.m. Doors open at Don Quixote's. Is that when the show starts? I don't know.
At 7?
Right at 7?
I don't think
probably doors open at 7.
But it'll definitely be on the earlier end, it being Sunday and all.
Right. All right. Well, thanks so much, Casey. Really appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
It was a lot of fun. I'm going to play a track off of the latest album, Memory Against Forgetting. Let's hear Molly.
Tell me the story of the great gray gold from this high country town in Colorado. Tell me of the Molly that around sold from this high country town in Colorado. Steel, metal, alloy for the tanks and the planes to fuel the Allied effort in the war. 2,000 pounds of raw crushed ore for 5 or so pounds of the Molly. And they dug for the Molly in the Climax mine. 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 At 11,000 feet above the sea, in the snow curtain of the Central Rockies, she is hard rock mineral. Ice melts at 4,730 degrees. In the world's largest underground mine, open cast pits scar the mountains tall. In the wake of the Bonanza West and the Lonesome Pines, not for silver or gold, but a gold that doesn't shine. And they dug for the Molly in the Climax mine. 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 That must truly be paid. Oh, what is the lesson to be learning? With tailings left in poison ponds and the sweat of 10,000 men's earnings. But is it any worse than what's general now in the boom towns of the New West? Endless development, resort, recreation meet the New West, same as the Old West, where they dug for the Molly in the Climax mine. 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 is falling, another day is done, and the moon, she tastes sweet in Leadville, shining ghostly on the frozen snow over Matchless Telluride and St. Elmo. There's a fire that burns in those who love the mountains, a restless heart beating in our ribs. The coyotes call for us to come away to a place where wildness lives, a place where wildness lives. So tell me the story of the great gray gold from this high country town in Colorado. Tell me of the molly that around the world is sold from this high country town in Colorado, where they dug for the molly in the Climax Mine. Dug for the molly in the Climax Mine. Dug for the molly in the Climax Mine. Dug for the molly in the Climax Mine.